welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Those are kids crying. Persistent or excessive crying in kids, I guess, or adults for that matter, is one of the most distressing problems. In kids, it's distressing for the infant, for the parents, and often for us clinicians. Parents feel that a crying infant signifies their parenting skills are perhaps wanting, or perhaps their child is sick. A colic is a benign, self-limited condition that resolves with time, but often results in kids crying. Parents and clinicians will often try anything, and they have. Support groups, feeding techniques, soothing techniques, playing music, not playing music, warm baths, dietary changes, soy formula, fiber formula, even cannabis. But what about probiotics? There is conflicting data about some probiotics, but this week, Mark, you're going to review an article that looks at a small study from Alimentary Pharmacology and Therapeutics from the year 2020. It starts on page 110. It asks the question, is probiotic supplementation effective in decreasing crying in infants with colic? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, these researchers worked with community pediatricians to identify breastfed infants younger than 8 weeks who had reported colic for at least a week, and it was defined the usual way, which is crying or irritability without an obvious cause for at least 3 hours a day for at least 3 days a week. The infants were followed for a week to confirm the diagnosis. Then 80 infants were randomized using concealed allocation to placebo or to a supplement with the probiotic Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis. The trade name is Bifidolactis infant. They got it every morning by mouth for 28 days. Parents kept a diary, and patients were evaluated once a week by their pediatrician. Follow-up was excellent, 100% in both groups, and the analysis was by intention to treat. The primary outcome was a reduction of 50% or more in the average daily crying duration after 28 days. And this outcome occurred more often in the treated infants than with the untreated, 80% versus 33%. Statistically significant, P less than 0.0001, and the number needed to treat was only 2. The benefit was seen starting in the first week of treatment. In addition, the average minutes of crying per day, the number of crying episodes, and the number of daily stools were lower with treatment. So the treatment of breastfed colicky infants with a specific probiotic, in this case, Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, significantly decreased crying duration and episodes. The probiotic decreased the daily crying duration by at least half in 80% of infants. Other studies haven't consistently shown benefit with other probiotics. And this is a small study, but it could be that the specific probiotic does matter. And people that study these probiotics will tell you they're not all alike, and that the specific dose and the specific species is important. If you recommend a probiotic to parents at their wit's end, make sure they read the label and find the specific subspecies.
You are a bit of a show-off here. You're really good with Latin names. Also, you're great with some of these drug names. I'm very impressed. So, Mark, it sounds like this may be something that's relatively simple, few side effects that parents who are at wit's end might be willing to try.
Yeah. And, you know, we looked for cost. I couldn't find cost information, but hopefully not too expensive either.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. ¶¶